Unintended releases from sewage treatment plants are happening all over the state, most recently in Burlington, where a computer failure last week allowed 3 million gallons of partially disinfected wastewater to enter Lake Champlain. As VPR's John Dillon reports, state and local government are working to upgrade sewer and stormwater systems, but progress can be slow, and upgrades are expensive.
Burlington officials are quick to point out that it was not 3 million gallons of raw sewage that poured into Lake Champlain early last week. It was wastewater that had been treated but not disinfected. Chapin Spencer is the city's public works director.
Our projections are that the wet weather flow was 95% or more stormwater with a 5% sewage fraction. It was, again, treated but not disinfected.
But harmful bacteria remained, and the incident followed other failures in May and June. Spencer says the department is committed to doing better.
We, the Department of Public Works, own the responsibility to prevent them moving forward. It literally has kept us up at night, working through the night.
Megan Moyer, the city's director for water resources, says Burlington's sewer and stormwater system is actually more advanced than many in the state because it was upgraded in the 1990s. The system is designed to treat stormwater. That's the stuff that's washed off the streets when it rains, and it contains animal waste and other nasty material.
We actually have this wet weather treatment system, which is specifically designed to do the best that it can when the combined sewer discharge comes to the plant. Prior to our 1994 upgrade, all of what we're now treating at the plant was actually going out into the lake and other water bodies as completely untreated combined sewer overflows.
Many other cities and towns in Vermont have more antiquated combined wastewater and sewer systems, and these can become overwhelmed during heavy rainstorms. Jessica Bulova is the wastewater program manager at the Department of Environmental Conservation. She says municipalities with these systems will be required to eventually comply with state water quality standards.
So those are kind of considered different beasts because they're being required to work towards that, but that's not something that can happen overnight. And these have been long-term systems that have had these overflows. Whereas some of the more recent incidents, unfortunately, in Burlington, where there was a failure of a computer system, that's a different scenario.
Bulova says the state is investigating the Burlington release, and City Public Works Director Chapin Spencer says the city will provide a full incident report to the state. City voters in March will also be asked to consider an $8 to $10 million investment in the city's wastewater treatment infrastructure. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.